Here at the MapShots Customer Conference, I'm visiting with Eric Lund. And Eric, first of all, tell me about yourself and where you're from, what you do.
I am from Solana, Kansas. I started Veris Technologies about 17 years ago, and we've been working with MapShots here for a while, and we're just glad to be here at the conference.
So Veris, does that mean something, that word?
It is Latin for truth.
I would have guessed that.
Very, very good. It's where we get the word veracity and verify and all those other words. So, yeah, we thought that was a good name for a company that's trying to tell the truth about the soil and ground truth things. So, yeah, Veris.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about what your company does. I mean, what are some of the products or services that you offer?
We manufacture soil sensors. These are on-the-go soil sensing implements that a service provider or a grower would pull across the field. And as he pulls this across the field, it's collecting GPS location data and soil measurement data and matching those up. And basically from that then, a map is generated that shows various soil properties and soil variability within the field.
So you've been doing this for a while now. We see a lot of booming new technology and even companies here in this thing we call precision ag today. Pretty broad term, by the way. But as an integrating partner with MapShots, how do you work together? What is that integration like?
It's really just kind of developing year by year, evolving a bit. Kind of the first level that we would work with a company like MapShots is just where MapShots or AgStudio would have the ability to bring in our data quickly and display maps, just recognizing our file formats and making it easier on their users to generate maps. That's step one. Mm-hmm. We're now, I guess, moving into step two and three, where the data is flowing in even faster and back and forth from the service provider to the company and, Veris company and to Pioneer or MapShots. So yeah, that's kind of step two. And I think there's some data analysis tools that'll be coming down the pike as well. It'll be probably step three.
Well, we heard here today as a big overview of what MapShots is doing, especially with AgStudio, and kind of developing and even phasing out some old products they've had. But it seemed like the cloud connection is becoming very important in this, but has some challenges, at least with current technology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. We're I guess, maybe spectators on that at this point, not using the cloud data transfer a lot ourselves yet. We're interested to hear the potentials and the pitfalls on that.
So what right now do you, or how would you describe how what you're offering to your customers is essentially providing them a return to their bottom line? What are some of the ways that happens?
The main value proposition with Veris data is that by mapping the field precisely, and typically these are one-time maps. These aren't maps. Properties are going to change a lot. So, it took millions of years to make that clay soil, so it's not going to change overnight unless a guy moves it around with a bulldozer. So these are long-term maps of key soil properties. And so they really lend themselves well to being a foundation for a lot of variable rate applications, nitrogen seed, water, nematicide, just sulfur, iron, just about any input that a grower or his consultant might put on the field. There's probably parts of that field that need more of that input and likely parts of the field that need less.
So let me see if I understand here then. If I've got your soil mapping data for my field, but then I want to apply nitrogen or whatever it might be, that data can be then integrated with another application or something which will be able to interpret that?
That's really where the MapShots software and AgStudio cloud-based program really comes into play is, we just generate the data. It has to be turned into a prescription with some agronomic input and then transmitted out to a controller. So that's really where we hand it off to a company like AgStudio.
How would you describe, just from your viewpoint, the Veris viewpoint, you see adoption of this type of technology in the Midwest? I know you're based there, but I'm guessing you probably have customers outside that area too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I think last count we had units in 40 states and over 40 foreign countries. So, you know, it's pretty broad. And I think we've seen really a real strong uptick in solving precision ag challenges in the last couple of years. We've been at this, like I say, it's about 17 years, and we may have been a little early in the game, actually, for it. It's kind of a deal where it started off with a lot of precision ag focused on agronomy, and then all the auto steer and machine control technology came into play, and that really kind of swept the market and swept the interest. And but it also got growers familiar and comfortable with using very high-tech tools. Well, now they've all got those, you know, auto steer and those tools on their farm. Now they're looking back at the agronomy and saying, now we need to get back to that first thing we were going to look at, and that's these fields vary, and we need to not farm them all the same. So we're really seeing the precision agronomy side, which MapShots Ag Studios definitely, you know, that's their bailiwick, is definitely picking up.
Well, we certainly see a lot of new technology here, but you probably could also point to some other factors like high energy costs that have sort of fueled the fire to be more efficient, especially with nitrogen, things like that. So now maybe I want to look at that investment, yeah. Right?
I've heard some of our clients have voiced it in terms of, you know, farmers were able to buy some of this new technology when commodity prices were higher and profits were higher. And now that, you know, commodity prices have dropped and profits are dropping, they're able to, you know, take advantage of those investments.
Yeah. So just before we close, anything else you might want people to know about what Verus is doing, or just your thoughts about kind of the future ahead for where we're going with all this?
I think just that soil variability matters, and I just encourage any grower or consultant that hears this to take an interest in how to best address that variability.
Yeah, it's one thing, I guess, to collect this data. The next thing is you got to actually use it.
Maps don't make anybody any money sitting on the shelf.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you very much, Eric Lund, for visiting with me here at the MapShots Customer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.